to the RCI Business Report for Tuesday, February 16th, 2022. I am Tova Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the regional government securities market, the government of Grenada's two-year treasury note, auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raised $10 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 4%. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 20 securities, of which 7 advanced, 7 declined, and 6 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 14.01 points to close at 2,115.86. The Composite Index declined by 6.99 points to close at 1,510.74. The cross-listed index advanced by 0.07 points to close at 120.98. The SME index remained at 43.13. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 1.2 million shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $11.7 million. Point Lisa's Industrial Port Development Corporation Limited was the volume leader with 663,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $2.1 million, followed by NCB Financial Group Limited with a volume of 233,000 shares being traded for $1.8 million. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 58 stocks, of which 26 advanced, 26 declined, and 6 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 15.5 million units, valued at over $127.6 million. Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares was the volume leader with 4.3 million units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Manufacturing and Distribution with 2 million units and Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 1.4 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, two unchanged as 455,353 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $27 million. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 452,405 at a high of $60 and a low of $60 before closing at $60. They were followed by Goddard Enterprises Limited, which traded 2,948 shares. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.